Storytel Yearbook 2021 Episode 3 India's Political Events Written by Anjum Sharma Narrated by Naisha In this episode, listen to some important political events of the year 2020. However, before that, let's have a look at the political structure of India. You must be aware that India is a union of states and a secular democratic republic. It follows a parliamentary system of governance. A lot of words have to be introduced here, like union, secular, parliamentary system, democratic, and republic. The constitutional structure in India is both unitary and federal. Federalism means that there is more than one level of government in the country. This is reflected in the fact that there are governments at the state level as well as at the central level. As per this system of governance, the people sitting in the capital, that is, New Delhi, shouldn't take the decisions for the whole country. But the states should also have the right to do something for their people. This is why we have the parliamentary system of governance. This means that people themselves elect representatives at all levels of the government. You know that the constitution mentions the three organs of government: the legislature, the executive, and the judiciary. The legislature consists of our elected representatives. That is, the legislative powers are divided into parliament and legislatures. The legislature of the union is called the parliament, which consists of the president, the Lok Sabha, and the Rajya Sabha. The executive consists of those who look after the implementation of the law and running the government. The President of India is the constitutional head of the executive of the centre. But the real power of the executive lies in the Council of Ministers, constituted under the leadership of the Prime Minister. These Council of Ministers are collectively responsible to the Lok Sabha. In the states, this
sample complete. Ready to continue?